Parsha Shoftim. Shoftim is Shoftrim, judges and law enforcers. Shoftrim are officers that enforce the verdict of the judges. Titein lecha, you shall appoint. Bechol sha'arecha asher Hashem elokecha nesin lecha, in all your cities that Hashem your God has given you, lishvatecha, according to your shvatim. And Rashi tells us that the pasuk should read like this: Shoftim v'shoftrim, judges and law enforcers. Titein lecha lishvatecha, you shall appoint according to your shvatim. Bechol sha'arecha asher Hashem elokecha nesin lecha, in all your cities that Hashem your God is giving you. Each and every city must have its own bezdin, and so does each and every shevet need its own bezdin. So that if one city has two shvatim living there, you must set up two batei dinim, one for each shevet. For example, the city of Yerushalayim had shevet Binyamin and shevet Yehuda living there. They must therefore have a separate bezdin for shevet Binyamin and a separate bezdin for shevet Yehuda. V'shaftu es ha'om mishpat tzedek, and they should judge the nation with righteous judgment. And Rashi tells us that this pasuk is referring to the ones who appoint the judges. They should appoint judges that are capable of judging correctly. They should appoint judges that are mumchim, experts, and judges who are tzaddikim. And now the pasuk speaks to the dayanim, the judges themselves. Loisata mishpat, you the judge should not pervert the judgment. Loisakir ponim, you should not show favoritism. Even at the time when the litigants are saying their claim, you should not show favoritism to one litigant over the other. You should not speak harshly to one and softly to another. You should not make one of them stand while the other one you allow to sit. Because the favoritism that you show during the time that they represent their claims will cause the litigant that you are treating harshly to not be able to represent and express his arguments correctly. V'loisikach shoychad, and you, the judge, should not take a bribe even to judge correctly. Ki ha-shoychad ya'aver eini chachomim, because a bribe will blind the eyes of the wise. V'saleif, and it will make corrupt and crooked divrei tzadikim, which Rashi says means dvorim mutzdokim, righteous words. Righteous words will become crooked and corrupt through a bribe. Once the judge takes a bribe, he will not be able to view the case impartially. He will automatically lean in favor of the person who gave him the bribe. And the Vilna Gaon is medayik that we find a very similar pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Perik Chaf Gimel Pasuk Ches, where over there the pasuk says, Ki ha-shoychad, because a bribe, ya'aver pikchim, will blind those who can see. Why over here does it say, ya'aver eini chachomim, and over there it says, ya'aver pikchim? And the Vilna Gaon answers that a judge must possess two qualities. Firstly, he must have wisdom in Torah to rule a correct halachic decision. And secondly, he must have shrewdness in worldly matters in order not to be deceived by the litigants. The pasuk is addressing both of these qualities. When the pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, Hashoychad Ya'aver Pikchim, Pikchim is referring to the wisdom he must have in worldly matters. This wisdom will become corrupted through taking a bribe. Furthermore, when the pasuk says in our parasha, Hashoychad Ya'aver Eini Chachomim, the word chacham is somebody who is a chacham b'Torah. It is referring to somebody who has wisdom in Torah. This too will be affected through the taking of a bribe. His Torah will be forgotten, and he will not be able to render a correct halachic decision. Then the pasuk turns to the litigants and says, Tzedek, tzedek tirdoif, righteousness, righteousness shall you pursue. The pasuk is telling the litigants to take the case to a high quality and competent bezdin. And then the pasuk continues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if Klal Yisrael will appoint Shoftim and Shoytrim, then the reward will be Leman Tichye, in order that you will live V'yorashta Es HaOretz, and you will take possession of the land Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisin Loch, that Hashem your God is giving you. So important to Hashem is the appointing of judges and law enforcers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the reward will be so great that you will live, and also you will take possession of the land and you will not be placed in Golos. Zokt Rashi, Shoftim v'Shoytrim, and Rashi explains these two words, Shoftim, Dayonim ha-poiskim es adin, judges who pass the judgment, v'Shoytrim, Haroidim es ha'om achar mitzvoson, the people who impose authority over the nation to follow the command of the judges, Shemakin v'koifsim b'makel uv'ritzua, they tie the person down and hit him with a stick and with a strap, ad sheyakabel olav es din ha-shofet, until he accepts upon himself the verdict of the judge. Bechol sha'arecha, there shall be batei dinim in all your cities. Bechol ir ve'ir, in each and every city. Lishvatecha, according to your shvatim. Moisif al titin lecha, The word lishvatecha is going back to the word titein lecha in the beginning of the pasuk. And the pasuk reads like this: Shoftim v'shoitrim, judges and law enforcers, titein lecha lishvatecha, you shall appoint according to your shvatim, b'chol sha'arecha asher Hashem alekecha noisin loch, in all your cities that Hashem your God is giving you. Lishvatecha, according to your shvatim, melameh, this comes to teach us, shemayshivin dayanim l'chol shevet u'shevet u'b'chol ir v'ir. Each and every shevet needs a separate bezdin, and so does each and every city. So that if you have two shvatim in one city, you must have two batei dinim. V'shaftu esa'am, and they shall judge the nation. The pasuk is referring to the ones who appoint the judges. Manei dayanim mumchin v'tzadikim, you should appoint judges who are experts and tzadikim, lishpat tzedek, in order that they should judge correctly. Zok Rashi loisata mishpat, you shall not pervert the judgment, kemashmoi, the way that it sounds. Do not pervert the judgment, but rather judge correctly. Loisak yeponim, you shall not show favoritism. Af b'shas ha-tainos, even at the time when each litigant is saying his claim. Azor l'dayin, this is a warning to the judge, shelo yehei rach lozeh v'kosh lozeh, that at the time of the claims, he should not be soft to one and harsh to another. Echod oimeid ve'echod yoishev, he should not make one stand and allow the other one to sit. Because when this person sees that the judge is showing honor to his fellow litigant, his claims become blocked, he cannot express his arguments correctly. And you shall not take a bribe, even to judge correctly. Because a bribe will blind the eyes of the wise. Once he accepted the bribe from the litigant, it's not possible that his heart will not turn toward that person, to turn around the case in his merit. And a bribe corrupts divrei tzadikim. Zok Rashi, divrei tzadikim means dvarim hamitzudakim, righteous words. A bribe corrupts righteous words, mishpatei emes, a correct and truthful judgment. And then the pasuk turns to the litigants and says, "Tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif, righteousness you shall pursue. Halech achar bezdin yofa, the litigants should go after a competent and high quality bezdin. Lema'an tichye v'yorashta, in order that you will live and take possession of the land. Zok Rashi, kedaihu minui hadayonim haksherim, it is worthy before Hashem the appointing of decent judges, and it is considered a great thing before Hashem that Hashem is willing to give a tremendous reward." That Klal Yisrael will live, and to cause Klal Yisrael to settle on their land, and that they will not go into galus, all because they appointed dayanim ksherim. And the pasuk continues, loisita lecha ashera, you shall not plant for yourself an asherah tree. You are not allowed to plant a tree with intention to worship it. There is an isser on the planting, even though he did not worship the tree. And then the pasuk says, kol eitz, you are not allowed to plant any tree or build any wooden structure, Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Alekecho Asher Tasaloch, near the Mizbeach of Hashem your God that you made for yourself. As the Ramban explains, that it was the custom of the Goyim to landscape their temples in order to attract worshippers. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do not plant any type of tree, nor build any wooden structure on the Har HaBayis. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, learns out from the fact that the Pasuk places the parasha of Asherah next to the parasha of appointing judges, that somebody who appoints an unsuitable judge is compared to somebody who plants an Asherah tree. And the question arises, why is an unsuitable judge compared specifically to an Asherah tree? And Reb Chaim Soloveitchik answers that it is not difficult to recognize an Avodah Zarah when it is a carved or chiseled image. However, an Asherah tree looks the same as any other tree, so too by an improper judge. An improper judge on the outside looks like every other judge. He's wearing the same clothing and looks like the same tzaddik as the other judges. However, on the inside, he is rotten, just like the Asherah tree is rotten on the inside. And the pasuk continues, V'loisakim l'cho matzeva, you shall not erect for yourself a matzeva, which is a pillar made of one stone. And even to serve Hashem with this matzeva, you are not allowed to, asher sonei Hashem alekecha, because Hashem your God hates this type of worship. Although we find that Yaakov Avinu made a matzeva in Parshas Vayetze, Perik Chav Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches, as the Pasuk says, Vayikach es o'evan asher som mera ashoisav, vayosem oisav matzeva, and so too we find in Parshas Mishpatim, Perik Chav Dalet, Pasuk Dalet, that Moshe Rabbeinu also built a matzeva, like the Pasuk says, Ushteim esrei matzeva, and 12 matzevois, l'shneim osor shifti Yisrael, corresponding to the 12 shvatim. The Pasuk is telling us that now this Matseva is hated by Hashem, since the Goyim started to worship their Avodah Zarah with this type of Matseva. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not allow you to worship Him with this Matseva anymore. He only allows you to worship Him with a Mizbeach made of many stones, not a Matseva made of one stone, or with a Mizbeach filled with earth, the Mizbeach HaAdamah. Zok Rashi Pasuk Chof Aleph, Leisita Lecho Asherah, you shall not plant for yourself an Asherah tree, L'chaibo aleo mishas nithiyosa, to make the person chayiv from the time that he plants it. V'afilu le'ovdo, even if he did not worship it. Oiver b'loisase al nithiyosa, he is over a loisase by the fact that he planted this Asherah tree. Loisita lecho Asherah, you shall not plant for yourself an Asherah. And then the Pasuk says, kol eitz, any tree, eitz al mizbach Hashem alekecho. And Rashi tells us that the Pasuk, kol eitz al mizbach Hashem alekecho, is telling us something else. Azora lenoitea ilon, this is an azora, a warning not to plant a tree, any tree, ulebayna bayis, or to build a house or any wooden structure, bahara bayis, on the Temple Mount. Since the Pasuk could have just said eitz, and the Pasuk says kol eitz, the extra word kol comes to include any wooden structure. Veleisakim lecha matseva, you shall not erect for yourself a matseva. Zok Rashi, matseva is matseves even achas, a pillar made of one stone. L'hakriv olea afilu shamayim, you may not erect such a stone even to be makriv to Hashem. Asher sonei, because Hashem hates it. Mizbeach avonim, a mizbeach made of many stones. Umizbeach adomo, and a mizbeach filled with earth. Tziva lasais, Hashem commanded you to make that. Vezu sonei, however, a matzeva of one stone he hates. Ki choyk hoysa laknanim, because this became the custom of the Knanim. V'af api shahoysa ahuva, loy, bimei ha'ovois, even though it was beloved to Hashem during the days of the Avos, like we find that Yaakov and Moshe built Matzevos, Achshav Seneya, now it is hated. Me'achar she'oso ua elu choyk l'avodizara, since the Goyim made it into a custom to worship Avodizara with such a Matzeva. And the Pasuk continues, Le'sizbach l'Hashem alekecho, you shall not shech to Hashem your God, shor voseh, an axe or a sheep, asher yivaymum, that will have in it a blemish. Koil davara, any bad thing. And Rashi tells us that the words koil davara are teaching us a lav for one who is mefagel b'kachim, one who makes kachim pigel. Pigel is a carbon that one shechted with intent to eat it beyond the time set by the Torah to eat this carbon. Chutz l'zmanai. Or if he shechted it with intent to eat it in a place that the carbon should not be eaten. And that is called pigel of chutz l'mekaymoi. The Torah in Parshas Sav and in Parshas Kedoshim has already told us the Isra of eating or being makriv a carbon that is pigel. Now the Pasuk is telling us that the one who made the carbon into pigel is over a lav. And we learned this from the words koil davaro. Davar meaning dibur, a bad word. Pigel is caused by improper intent, which is expressed verbally through dibur. Koil dibura, through a dibura it becomes pigel. The Mizrahi learns that dibur is lav dafka, because a carbon becomes pigel with an improper machshava also, just by the mere thought that this person had to eat this carbon beyond its proper time, that is enough to make it into pigel, even without any dibur. One does not have to verbally say that he plans on eating it beyond the proper time. However, the Tosfos Yontif, at the end of the third parak of Bava Metzia, and also other Mefarshim say that one needs to verbally say that he intends on eating it beyond its proper time in order for it to become pigel. According to them, the Lashon of Dibura is Dafka. And the Pasuk continues, Kiseyavas Hashem Alekechahu, because these things are a Toyeva, an abomination to Hashem your God. One who brings a carbon that has a mum, and one who is Mefagel B'kachim, is doing a Toyeva to Hashem your God. Zot Rashi Le'sizbach, V'chulu koil davara, azor l'mefagel b'kachim, the words koil davara are telling us a warning, a lav to somebody who makes kachim pigel, al yedei dibura, through a bad word. By verbally saying at the time of the shechita that he plans on eating it beyond its proper time or outside its proper place, it becomes pigel through dibura, a bad word. V'oid nidrushu bai shar drashes b'shechitas kachim, and many other drashes are darshened out of this pasuk in Masechta Zvachim, which the Rishonim call by the name Shchitas Zvachim. And the Pasuk continues with the Parsha of an individual who worships Avodah Zarah. We learned in Parshas Re'eh, by the Parsha of Ir HaNidachas, when most of his city worships Avodah Zarah, then the people who worshipped Avodah Zarah are punished with the punishment of Saif, death by sword. However, this pasuk over here is talking about an individual who worshipped Avodah Zarah, and his punishment is beskila, by being stoned. And the pasuk says, ki imosei bekirbecha, if there will be found among you ba'achat she'orecha, in one of your cities, asher Hashem alekecha noisin loch, that Hashem your God is giving you, ish oy isha, a man or a woman, asher yase esara be'eni Hashem alekecha, who will do what is evil in the eyes of Hashem your God, la'avar berisoi, to violate his bris that he entered with you, not to worship Avodah Zarah. And the Ramban asks, why does the Torah have to specify that an Isha is also chaya for worshipping Avodah Zarah? Why does the Torah have to say Ish Oy Isha? We know that a woman is included, just like a man, in all lavin, in all negative commandments of the Torah. So even if the Torah would not have said Isha, we would have known to include her. The Ramban explains that since Noshim are Daitin Kalis, and they can be influenced and persuaded easily, it was very common for women to worship Avodah Zarah by being pulled in by some fake miracle that the Avodah Zarah claimed it can do. And because of the commonness of women worshipping Avodah Zarah, Isha is specified in the Pasuk. And the Pasuk continues, Vayelech, and he will go, Vayavod Elohim Acherim, and worship other gods, Vayishtachu Lohem, and bow down to them. V'lashemesh oy le'yareach, or he will worship the sun or the moon, oy l'chol tzevo ha-shamayim, or any of the hosts of the sky, asher lo tzivisi, that I did not command them to worship. And the Ibn Ezra explains that either they will worship Elohim Acherim, gods that will be made by a person, gods that are carved out by human beings, or Shemesh Yoreach and L'chol Tzvo HaShemayim, which are the handiwork of Hashem. They will either worship Avodah Zarahs that are carved by human beings, or they will worship heavenly bodies that were created by Hashem. And the witnesses will come to Beis Din, v'hugad l'cha, and it will be told to you. The witnesses will tell Beis Din what they saw, v'shamata, and you will hear, v'dorashta heitev, and you will investigate well. As Rashi says in Parashas Re'eh, that Beis Din asks the witnesses 7 questions in order to make sure that they are telling the truth. V'hine emes nochon hadavar, and behold, it is true, the thing is correct, nesesa ha-toyeva hazois b'Yisrael, this abomination of Avodah Zarah was done in Klal Yisrael. And you will take out this man, or they will bring out the woman that did this evil thing of worshipping Avodah Zarah, and they will bring them out El Sha'arecha, to your cities, which means they will be brought out to the city where they worship the Avodah Zarah. The man or the woman, and you shall pelt them with stones, and they will die. And the reason why these people are stoned in the city that they worship the Avodah Zarah, Be'er Mayim Chaim explains, in order that the people of their city shall see their punishment, this way they will take Musar and not follow their ways. The Sephorna says that it is in order to show the Avodah Zarah and the people who want to follow this Avodah Zarah how powerless this Avodah Zarah really is. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu stones the sinners, the ones who worship this Avodah Zarah, in front of the Avodah Zarah itself, in the city where this Avodah Zarah is situated, and still the Avodah Zarah has no power to stop the punishment of these sinners. V'ayin also in Sefer Shari Aharon, who discusses why the word Eso Ish Oy Eso Isha is repeated again in the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk starts off, Voitseso Eso Isha Hu Oy Eso Isha Ahi, and then it says again, Eso Ish Oy Eso Isha. Ayin Sefer Shari Aharon. And the Pasuk continues, Al Pishnayim Edim, by the word of 2 witnesses, Oy Shloisha Edim, or 3 witnesses, Yumas Hameis, will this person be put to death? Lo Yumas, he will not be put to death, Al Pi Eid Echod, through the testimony of 1 witness. And Rashi asks, if the testimony of 2 witnesses, Shnayim Edim, is sufficient to kill this person, why does the Torah have to say, Al Pi Shloisha Edim, that 3 witnesses can also be Mechayev this person Misa? It is obvious. And Rashi answers that there is a din of Edim Zoymimin that we will learn about later on in the parsha. Edim Zoymimin is if a group of witnesses came and said a testimony, and then a second group of witnesses came and said that the first group could not have witnessed the act to which they are testifying about, because they were with us at another location at the time that they said this event took place. The halacha is that the second group is presumed to be telling the truth, and the first group are disqualified and are considered Edom Zoymimin. And the halacha is by Edom Zoymimin that whatever they wanted to accomplish through their testimony is done to them. As the Pasuk says, Va'asisem loy kasher zomam lasos la'achim. you should do to them what they had intention to do to their brother. The pasuk over here is telling us, when it says, Al pi shlosha edim yumas hames, that if you have three witnesses who are testifying, they do not have the dinim of edim zaymimim unless all three are contradicted. Then all three will become edim zaymimim. However, if let's say two of the three are contradicted, their edus is disqualified. However, they do not have the din of kasher zamam lasayis la'achiv. We do not do to them what their intentions were to do to others. They will become disqualified, but they will not have the din of edim zaymimim unless all three become huzam, all three become contradicted. And the Netziv in Hemek Dover is medayik. Why does the pasuk say shnayim edim as opposed to the more common shnei edim, like the pasuk says further in Perek Yutes, pasuk Tesvav? And the Netziv answers that there is a difference between the word shnayim and the word shnei. Shnei refers to two things that are identical, as opposed to shnayim, which refers to two things that are a bit different. For example, the pasuk says by the kruvim, ve'osiso shnayim kruvim. And Rabbeinu Bechaye says the reason why it says shnayim is because they were not identical. One had the face of a girl and one the face of a boy. That is why it says shnayim instead of shnei. So too over here. By the witnesses, the halacha states that if the witnesses' testimonies are too identical, we must be concerned that maybe they are lying. And additional chakiros, additional questioning, must be done by Beis Din. That is why the pasuk says, Al pi shnayim edim, because their testimony cannot be identical. And the pasuk continues, Yad ha'edim tia boi barishonu lahamisai, the hands of the witnesses will be on this person first to kill him, v'yad kol ha'om b'achroino, and then the whole nation will follow, u'v'yar tohoror mikirvecho, and you shall remove the evil from among you. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin, daf mem hei amin aleph explains, first one aid will throw him off the Beis Haskilah. If he does not die, then the second aid will drop a heavy stone on him. If he still doesn't die, then the rest of the nation will pelt him with stones. Zokt Rashi, posuk beis, Lavar Barisai, the person will be Oyved Avodah Zarah and transgress the bris Asher Karas Hashem Itchem, that Hashem has entered with you, Sheloi Lavar Elilim, not to worship Avodah Zarah. And you will go and worship gods, Asher Loi Tzivisi La'avdam, that I did not command you to worship them. And after interrogating the Eidus, we find out that it's Nochon Hadovar, Mechuvan Eidus, the Eidus are correct, the testimony is true. Then, Vohitzeso Iso Ishahu, you shall take out this man, El Sha'orecho. And Rashi explains what the words El Sha'orecho means. Hamatargum El Sha'orecho, the one who has the girsa in Targum Unkelis, on the words El Sha'orecho, to say, Lisra Beis Dinoch, that they take this person to be stoned by the gates of the Beis Din that judged him, Toye, he is making a mistake. Shekein Choninu, because so we learned in a brisa, El Sha'orecho, the pasuk says El Sha'orecho, Zeshar Sha'ovid Boy. This is referring to that he is stoned in the city where he worshipped the Avodah Zarah. In that city where he worshipped, that's where he is stoned. Oy enoy elo shar shenidim boy. Maybe the pasuk is telling us that he is stoned in the city where the Beis Din is located that judged him. This cannot be, because Nemar Sha'orecho lamato. It says the word Sha'orecho below, which is our pasuk. V'nemar Sha'orecho lamalo. And it says above in pasuk beis the word Sha'orecho. Ma Sha'orecho omer lamalo. Just like the word Sha'orecho above means Sha'ar She'ovid boy, the city where he worshipped Avodah Zarah, because that pasuk is not talking about Beis Din judging this person, but rather it is talking about the person worshipping Avodah Zarah in his city. So just like over there the word Sha'orecho means the city where he worshipped, Af Sha'orecho Ha'omer Lamato, so too Sha'orecho. That is said below in this pasuk, Sha'ar She'ovid boy, it means the city where he worshipped. The pasuk is telling us that he is stoned in the city that he worshipped Avodah Zarah. V'targumoy, and the correct targum would be, L'kirvach, he is stoned in your city, in the city where he worshipped Avodah Zarah. Not at the gate of the Beis Din, but rather in the city where he worshipped Avodah Zarah. Zokt Rashi Shnayim Eidim Ba'Shloisha. Frekt Rashi Imis Kayemes Eidus B'Shnayim, if the testimony is valid with two witnesses, Lama Parat L'cho Shloisha, why does the Torah specify three? And that Rashi answered, L'hake Shloisha L'Shnayim, to compare three to two. Mashnayim edus achas, just like two is one unit of testimony, af shloisha, so too three witnesses, edus achas are one unit of testimony. The ein nasin zaymimin, they do not have the dinim of edim zaymimin, ad sheozumu kulam, until all three of them are contradicted by another set of edim. But if only part of them were contradicted, they do not have the din of edim zaymimin, although they are disqualified from being edim. And the pasuk continues with the parsha of Zaken Mamre, a rebellious Talmud Chacham who does not listen to the psak of the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. Ki pole mimcha dova la mishpat, if it will be hidden from you a matter of judgment, bein dam ledam, between dam tome and dam tohor, because a discharge of blood renders an isha tome with the tumah of nida. However, if it was unclear to you whether the color of the blood was halachically considered red to be metame the isha, or if it was not red enough, that is what the pasuk means, bein dam ledam, you are unsure if it is dam tome or dam tohor. Bein din ledin, you are not sure if the verdict should be a verdict of innocence or a verdict of guilt. Uve nega lo nega, or if you are not sure if this nega is tame or this nega is tahar. So until now the pasuk was talking about where the person is unsure in the halacha. He is not sure if this dam is tame or tar. He is not sure if the din is zakai or chayev, or if the nega is tame or tar. Now the pasuk is telling us another reason why he should come to the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. Divrei rivois bisharecha, if there are words of dispute in your cities. Some of the chachamim in your city paskin that this dam is tame, and some paskin this dam is tar. Some paskin the din is zakai, and some paskin it is chayev. So there are words of dispute between the chachamim of your city. So in either case, whether you do not know the halacha, or whether there is a dispute among the poskim of your city, v'kamta ve'olisa, you shall rise and get up, to the place that Hashem your God will choose. You should go up to Yerushalayim, to the place of the Beis HaMikdash, where there you will get a psak on your question. And since the pasuk says ve'olisa, you will go up to the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi tells us that we learn from here that the Beis HaMikdash is the highest place in the world, and therefore you are constantly going up to the Beis HaMikdash. As the Marsha in Kedushin Daf Samach Tes Omen Aleph explains that the world is a sphere, and the Beis HaMikdash is viewed to be on top of the sphere. In this sense, the Beis HaMikdash is higher than all places on earth. Uvasa, and you will come el ha-Kohanim ha-Leviim, to the Kohanim from Shevet Levi, el ha-Shofet asher yieh bayom ahem, and to the judge that will be in those days. And we learn now from the words asher yieh bayom ahem, even if this Shofet is not equal to the judges of previous days, you must obey him. Ein lecha el ha-Shofet shebiyomecho, you can only work with what you have, and you must listen to the Shofet that lives in your days. So you will come to the Kohanim and to the Shofet, v'dorashta, and you will inquire, v'higidu lecha, and they will tell you, eis devar ha-mishpat, the word of the judgment. V'osisa apia dover asher yagidu lecha, and you shall do according to the word that they will tell you, min ha-mokoy mahu, from that place, asher yivcha Hashem, that Hashem will choose. V'shamarta lasois, and you will watch to do, k'chol asher yarucha, like everything they will teach you. And the Netziv is bothered by the seemingly extra words, min ha-mokem ahu, from this place. The Pasuk says that you should listen to whatever they say, min ha-mokem ahu, from that place. Obviously, you are listening to what they say from the place where they are. Why does it say, min ha-mokem ahu? Therefore, the Netziv answers, the reason why their halachic decisions take precedence over yours is because of the place where they spend their time. Since they are always by the Mokem Ahu, the place of the Beis HaMikdash, the Hashpa of the Beis HaMikdash causes them to bring about the correct halachic decisions. Al pi ha-Torah, according to the teachings Asher Yerucha that they will teach you, Val ha-Mishpat Asher Yomru Lecha, and according to the judgment that they will say to you, Ta'aseh, you shall do, Le'sosor min ha-Dover Asher Yagidu Lecha, you should not turn away from the thing that they will tell you, Yamin Usmail, right or left. You must obey the decision of the courts, even if you are convinced that they are wrong. Even if they seem to be telling you what is right is left, and what is left is right, you must still listen to what the courts are telling you. V'ho'ish asher yaseh v'zodoin, and the man that will act with willingness, levilti shemaya el ha-koyein, not to listen to the koyein, ho'oimed l'shor yisham es Hashem alekecha, the one who is standing over there to serve Hashem your God, Oy Ela Shoifet, he will not listen to the judge, Umeso Ishahu, and this person will be put to death with the Misa of Chenek, strangulation, Uviarto Haromi Yisrael, and you shall remove the evil from Klal Yisrael. And this person is only put to death if he is a Zokein Mamre, if he himself is somebody who is worthy to be on the Sanhedrin and disputes the Psak of the Sanhedrin. And he is also only Chayav Misa if he does a Misa, he does an action that is different than the Sanhedrin told him, or if he paskin to others that they should do differently than the Psak the Sanhedrin gave him. And we must understand, why does the pasuk have to say that the kohen is oimed l'shorei sham es Hashem alekecha, that he does not listen to the kohen who stands and worships Hashem? Why was it necessary to mention the fact that the kohen serves Hashem? This is well known and is not really necessary to be stated over here. I once heard a pshat that people might think that a kohen who spends his time serving Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash is disconnected from the mundane world and cannot be expected to resolve worldly issues and worldly disputes. Many people feel this about the Rabbanim today. They think that people who are involved in the spiritual world are detached from reality. That is why the Torah emphasizes over here that he should go to the Kohen who serves Hashem. The one who serves Hashem is specifically in a better position to judge and resolve the issues at hand. And the pasuk continues, V'chol ha'om, and the entire nation, Yishma'u, will listen, V'yiro'u, and fear, V'lo yizidun oid, and they will not sin anymore. And since the pasuk says that the entire nation will listen, Rashi tells us that this means that they do not kill him right away, but rather they wait until the next Yontif, when everybody comes up to Yerushalayim to be Oyla Regel, and they wait until Chol HaMoed Yontif, and then in front of everybody, they kill him B'Misas Chenek. This way, Kol HaOm Yishma'u, the entire nation, will listen and fear. Zok Rashi Posuk Ches, Ki Poli, Kol HaFlo Loshen Havdola Uprisha. Whenever we find the word HaFlo, which is the Sharish Pei Lamed Aleph, it is an expression of separation. Shadover nivdal umuchusimimcha, the thing is separated and hidden from you. The halacha is separated and hidden from you. Bendam ledam, bendam tame ledam tahor, you are not sure if the dam is tame or tahor. Bendin ledin, bendin zakai ledin chayiv, you are not sure if the din is innocent or guilty. Benega lenega, benega tame lenega tahor, whether the nega is tame or tahor. Or if the hiddenness in halacha comes about because of divrei rivois, words of dispute, sheyu chachmei ha'ir cholkim bedavar, the chachamim of the city are arguing about this matter, zeh metameh v'zeh metaher, one chacham says tameh, one says tahar, zeh mechayev v'zeh mezakeh, one says guilty and one says innocent. Then v'kamto you shall rise v'olisa and go up. Melameh, this comes to teach us, shebeis hamikdash gavoya mikol hamekoymos, the Beis HaMikdash is the highest place on the earth. That's why it says, Ve'olisa, you will always be going up to the Beis HaMikdash. And you will come to the Kaihanim Halavim, HaKaihanim Sheyotzu Mishevet Levi, the Kaihanim that come out from the Shevet of Levi. And the Maskil of David explains, the reason why the Pasuk over here stresses that the Kaihanim come from Shevet Levi, is to tell you the reason why the Kaihanim was Zeicha to be the judges and the Sanhedrin of Klal Yisrael. It is because they come from Shevet Levi. And since Shevet Levi did not receive a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, they were not busy plowing and planting, but rather they were busy being Isaac and Torah. And that's why the Kohanim were fit to Paskin Shilas, because they come from Shevet Levi. Zakt Rashi, you will come vel ha-shofet asheyeh bayom mohem, to the shofet that will be in their days. Why does the Torah stress asheyeh bayom mohem? Vafilu enu kishar shoftim shehoyu lefanov, even if this judge is not as great as the judges that were in previous generations, still you must listen to him. You only have the shofet that is in your days. Even though this shofet is not as great as the shoftim that preceded him, still you must listen to the shofet that is in your days. Yomin u'smoil, right and left, zot Rashi, afilu o'imlecha, even if he seems to be telling you, al yomin shu smoil, that what is right is left, val smoil shu yomin, what is left is right, you still have to listen to him. The Kolshkein, and all the more so, you must listen to him, Kisha Omelecha, when he tells you, Al Yomin Yomin Val Smoil Smoil, what is right is right, and what is left. So Rashi V'chol Om Yishmu, and then the whole nation shall listen. Mikan, from here we learn out, Shemam Tinim Loi, that we wait to kill him Ad HaRegel, until the next Yontif, Umemisim Oisa Baregel, and we kill him on Chol HaMoed of the Yontif. This way, Kol HaOm Yishma'u, the entire nation, will listen and fear. And the Maskil of David is bothered why Rashi over here explains V'chol HaOm Yishma'u V'yiro, that we wait until the next Yontif to kill him. However, further by Edom Zaymimin, Perik Yutes Pasuk Chof, where the Pasuk says V'hanish Orim Yishma'u V'yiro, and also in Parshas Kisetze, by the Parsha of Ben Sarer Umarer, a rebellious son, in Perik Chof Aleph Pasuk Chof Aleph, over there also it says, B'chol Yisroel Yishmu V'yiro'u, and Rashi does not say, like he says over here, that Mamtinim Le'aregel, we wait until the Yontif to kill him. But rather, we send messengers throughout the nation, who will announce that this person is being killed because he is a ben sorer umorer, or because they were edom zaymimin. That is the pshat in V'chol Yisrael Yishmu Ubiro'u. Everybody will hear about it because of the hachroza, the announcement made by the messengers. Why does Rashi over here say a different pshat by Zokin Mamre than he says by Edom Zaymimin and Ben Sarer Umar? And although these are two different shitas in the Gemara, one man the Omar learned that when it says Yishmu Ubiro'u, it means that they send out shluchim throughout the country to announce that this person is being killed. And the other man, the Omar, learns that Mamtinim Lo Aregel, that everybody hears about it because we wait until the next Yontif. However, we still must understand why Rashi picks one man, the Omar, in one place and the Pshat of the other man, the Omar, in another place. And the Maskil of David answers, since the Zokin Mamre is specifically killed in Yerushalayim before the Bezdin HaGadol, because that was who he did not listen to, that is why we have him wait over there in Yerushalayim until a big crowd will gather, which is on Chol HaMoed of the next regel, and we have him executed over there in front of everybody, v'chol ha'om yishmu v'yiro'u. However, by Ben Sarer Umar and Edom Zaymimin, who are executed in the Bezdin of their own city, not in Yerushalayim, there will be no publicity by waiting until the regel, because the execution is not going to be done in Yerushalayim where everybody is gathering baregel, but rather in their own cities. Therefore, over there the pshat must be yishmu v'yiro'u. How will everybody hear about it and fear? It must be through the shluchim, through the messengers that will be sent throughout the country to announce that these people are being executed by Bezdin. That is why by Zokin Mamre, Rashi learns differently Yishmu Uviro than he does by Ben Sarer Umara and by Edom Zaymimin. However, Shari Aharon is still bothered why by the parsha of Ir HaNidachas in Parshas Re'eh, Perik Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis, where there too the Pasuk says, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu Uviro'un, and over there, Rashi does not say anything. Rashi has no comment. Why didn't Rashi say at least one of the two pirushim, either the pshat of achroza or the pshat of mamtinin loy ad horegel?